Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Luke Combs, who is going to be headlining Slane. Pat Carthy, entertainment journalist. You a big fan of that song there, Pat?
No, not particularly, no.
Are you not?
I mean, I'm old enough to remember when that came out the first time. 1988.
Yeah.
You wouldn't remember that. And she played in, Tracy Chapman played in the RDS with the Hot House Flowers and landed like a wet, well, I won't say it. You know, it was a big old day out, and then she came on to acoustic guitar and it was very downbeat. Anyway, I shouldn't really be
giving
her.
You've never forgiven her.
Not really,
never.
I was asked about her in a podcast recently, and some young fella who was talking to me in a podcast, and he said, "Oh yeah, I love that record." I was going, "How do you? Like, you're about 5 minutes old. How do you know that?"
Anyway, we're not here to reveal biases against poor old Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, good luck to her.
Luke Combs.
Yes.
This is a bit of a left field decision, isn't it?
No, it isn't. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I think your tickets
explain,
are gone.
Explain.
If anyone's listening who hasn't heard the news, Luke Combs has been announced for Slane for next, 18th of July of next year. And tickets are on sale. I think they're on sale maybe tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it's probably tomorrow week. I think they'll be gone in half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though lots of people listening are going to say, "Luke, who?"
Well, the same thing happened. I mean, we were just talking before we came on there about, what did I say your man's name was? Luke Bryan, was it? Who played in the Phoenix Park. I don't know if I got his name right. He played in the Phoenix Park this summer just gone past.
Yeah.
And he played three nights, and that was announced. And I did literally go when that was announced, "I don't know who that is." And sold it out. Luke Bryan is a huge, huge country star. And I mean huge. He had an album there that spent 44 weeks at number one in the US country charts.
But are these country music fans, do they walk amongst us, Pat? Or
Now, hold on a second now, because I know what the undercurrent of what you are saying there. And you're a Kulshi, and I'm a Kulshi. So we're not going to sit here and badmouth, because I saw a lot of snarky comments on the internet when this was announced today. Get all the Kulshis in one place. And nobody ever went broke overestimating how much Irish people love country music.
I'm a classicist when it comes to country music.
I like
Willie
the 70s
Nelson
stuff.
And Chris Christopherson and all this
Jennings,
sort of stuff.
I love
exactly,
that kind of stuff.
The Highwaymen. You know, that's the beginning and the end of it. I'm not sure about Luke.
Well, I spent, since your researcher rang me today with the news that yeah. Luke was playing.
I've been wallowing in
Luke's back catalogue.
Well.
And I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard, you know. There was an announcement the other day that, what's your man's name, Take Me to Church. What's that guy, the Irish fellow?
Hosier.
And Hosier's releasing a single with Mumford & Sons. Now, that sounds like a much more criminal enterprise than Luke Bryan. To me, anyway, than Luke Bryan playing, or Luke Combs. Jeez, I keep getting the name wrong. Luke Combs playing Slane.
It was Luke Bryan last year.
Yes. Yeah,
it Luke Combs.
So, listen, he's the highest recording in industry Association of America certified country artist ever, with 168 million units sold, which surpasses Garth Brooks. And he made history as the first country artist to headline both Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza. And they're very much alternative festivals in America.
Okay,
you know?
So this guy is huge.
Yeah,
is
this
huge.
Guy is huge. I mean, and he's only young. He's only 35 or something. So he's only been going since... here's an interesting fact about him. He was... went to college to study criminology, criminal justice degree, and he spent 5 years doing it. And with 21 hours to go on this degree, he decided that's enough for him, and he left and he went to Nashville. So that even sounds like a country song.
It does, it does. So, but I guess maybe Slane in a lot of people's minds is synonymous with particular type of music, with rock music. You think of Foo Fighters played there a few years ago, Metallica, Guns N' Roses,
yeah.
Rolling Stones. You and I were both at that.
We
Rolling
were at that,
Stones,
yeah, it was good,
a gig a few years ago. But then we did have the most recent gig was Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, yeah, 2 years ago. But do you remember back
that
before
was huge.
That, Madonna played there?
Yeah.
There were other pop acts definitely there.
Robbie Williams. I was at
Robbie Williams
in Slane as well.
Robbie Williams, who supported... He was, do you remember he was there the year before and he supported, maybe it was Oasis or somebody.
Yeah,
and then
he
came
was
back
supported
the next year.
By Placebo and David Gray when he came back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones I remember is And well, let's get on to this, because the one I remember as maybe the best one I was at was U2 in 2001, when they played twice. And that's not the only time there's been two concerts in the 1 year. Bon Jovi and Eminem, that's a couple of years back now, played on two separate occasions.
2013,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's a rumour now, and I don't want to...
Oh, go on.
Yeah, yeah. I just heard a rumour, completely unsubstantiated. Jeez, I can't
They're my favourite type of rumours.
Yeah, yeah, the one that I can't pronounce.
I only go to air with unsubstantiated
That's
rumors.
The word I was grasping after. And I would be very surprised. I wouldn't be very surprised if there was a second one. I wouldn't be surprised at all if it involved a couple of brothers from Manchester. I have nothing to base this on now.
No way.
But I know they'll be...
Exclusive.
I'd be very surprised if they weren't here in some shape or form again next summer.
So Oasis...
Don't say I said that, in case someone starts looking for tickets.
Okay,
or anything.
Okay, so exclusive, we can run in the news headlines. Pat Carthy confirms Oasis to play second gig in Slane. So their tour, you think this isn't just a one-off and you think they'll keep going?
You know, unfortunately, this year we lost Lord Henry Mountcharles, the man who was behind, you know, all the Slane concerts since, I think the first one was, 1980, was it, or something like that, or maybe even before that.
Yeah.
And... So his son, Alex, has taken over. And Alex has promised to kind of revitalise the castle. He said it a few times. And I think there's... So The Traitors, that TV show, that's filmed there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a kind of a what, in inverted commas, because I don't know anything about it, culinary experience available down in Slane. So they've opened it up a bit. And I'd be surprised if there wasn't... It didn't start to become an annual event again, you know?
Yeah, and they've got the distillery there as well. Yeah, so they've diversified into different things. But Alex was in with us not too long ago, Gunningham. And he was talking about that, about the importance of the concert and how... It's part of the cultural fabric, not just of Slane, but of the country as well, really.
I think it's kind of a coming of age thing. It's kind of, you know, when you're going to Slane for the first time, because it's such a magnificent venue as a natural amphitheatre. Now, we won't talk about getting back from it. That's always been a problem in my experience when you get down to it.
Yeah.
That's the one drawback.
You want to try and get a bus as a teenager back to Kilkenny.
Yeah, I remember being at Guns N' Roses in the early 90s and I had to walk... Nearly to Kinnegad, I think. From it. You know, it was unbelievable. But it's still worth it. Still great. But it is just a fantastic place. A lot of the artists who play there, like Red Hot Chili Peppers, and U2 have done it as well, but there's others as well, use it as a place to film a live DVD because it's such a beautiful place. You know, when you walk in at the top of it. So, yeah, I think this would be a fantastic concert next year. I think it'd be great. We should mention that there's an Irish connection in the support lineup. The Script... are playing as well.
Big fan of the Script there, Pat?
I'm not a massive fan of them, no, but I wish them nothing but the best. And Ty Myers, who I don't know who that is, and the Costellos, I think they're both country acts, so it fills out, it's a festival, it's not just a gig from your man. And it is a great event, and I would recommend anyone. And as I say, those tickets have been gone in 5 minutes, so if you want to go, get on the internet now, probably.
It's a rite of passage, I think, to go at some stage. Brilliant, brilliant spot. Pat Carthy, entertainment journalist. Pat, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.